independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's hour number two here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Andy is on hold and wants to talk Rockets. What's up, Anthony?
All right, guys. I think Ime and everybody did themselves a huge disservice when they didn't start White Milk, a.k.a. Reed Shepherd. That's my new name for him. Because he's just plain, but he gets the job done every time. So they should have started White Milk at the point guard at the one. They should have put Thompson at the two, KD at the three, and Jabari at the four, Alperen at the five all year. I think this team would have been literally the best team in the league. But they're trying to make Reed be a shooting guard, like make him a point guard. I mean, Fred is old. I mean, when he comes back, he has, what, like another year and a half, maybe 2 years of being as good as he was. But Reed Shepherd is the future of the team, in my opinion, when it comes to being a point guard. Amon Thompson is a star, but he has to develop. But White Milk, in my opinion, like, sometimes he shows more heart than, you know, the slow tortoise, who's always, like, flopping around the floor and falling and acting like he's dying when somebody touches his wrist or something like that. Give White Milk the ball more, let him run the offense, and I feel like this team will be better. And I can't wait to hear the Jalen Hurts story. Like, he's an underrated quarterback. Eagles are stupid, like always. All right, guys. God bless that.
You're not going to like this story then. They did play Reed Shepherd as a starting point guard. It didn't go great. That's something that happened earlier in the year, and that's why they got away from it, because it wasn't going great. The turnovers were high. He didn't handle pressure. He picks the ball up right away because he gets intimidated by extended pressure. There is a reason they stopped doing it. He's playing better now. We don't see as many teams pressure him as far up the court as I would. Like, I'm pressuring Reed constantly. And that means the Rockets will immediately acquiesce and have Kevin Durant bring the ball up, or Amen Thompson bring the ball up, which is fine. I think this whole point guard thing is overblown anyway, Anthony. This is not a point. This is not how basketball is played. You may get a high screen and roll as a quote unquote point guard, and Reed can get to the basket and finish. He also obviously can pull up and shoot threes, but he's not setting up offenses. In fact, he's a pretty piss poor entry passer. When you have to make that pass from the top of the three point line at the top of the key, I mean above the 3 point line, and he's going to make that free throw line extended angle pass to Kevin Durant, he screws it up a lot. It turns into turnovers way too much.
But we've seen Kevin Durant bring the ball up. They come and pressure him as soon as he crosses half court, and it's terrible.
It's terrible for both of them, honestly. But that's why the whole idea about Reed being a point guard and Amen not a point guard. Okay, there's just no one's coming off screens. You're not trying to get the ball to guys in the places they like the basketball. That's not what basketball really is anymore. Honestly, it's just like Reed's not ideal as the lead guard right now. He's just not. He doesn't handle the ball well enough. He doesn't handle pressure well enough. Amen isn't. They don't have one. So you just have to figure it out in some kind of way. But if you say, now, it's a separate conversation. You want to say Reed should be starting. I think one of the things Ime has done, I'm going to probably disagree with everyone. I know everyone wants Reed to always start. I'm not, like, y'all watch these games. Y'all know that there's months that Reed didn't play well. I think Ime is searching and giving Reed a chance, and when Reed doesn't play, he puts him on the bench. I'm okay with that. Honestly, I'm okay with it. I don't think Reed should have been on the floor as a starter the whole time. Defensively, he's a liability. He's a liability on the court. It's just that certain teams can exploit it more than other teams. Certain teams are willing to try to exploit it. Some teams
will actively
target him or Alpi. Let's face it.
He's a liability depending on who they're playing and the size.
Right.
Because he does get steals.
Yeah, he'll get some steals.
Quick hands. He does stuff out top where if you mismatch him and he gets down low with you, then it's just horrible.
Well, they get a penetration to the basket. He can't really stop. He's not strong enough to stop anybody.
Yeah. Well,
so that's one of the problems too. And that's why this idea that you just default start him, that's not Ime's thing is not letting a guy be a minus defender. You can't have two of them on the court. You know, I already know Alpi is, but Alpi is that's an all-star caliber player. That's not the same as Reed Sheppard. I just don't think we should beat Ime up for not wanting to have two minus defenders on the court playing, you know, 30 plus minutes a game. And if you look at, and John, we've looked at this, when you look at the combinations of players on the court with each other, Reed has actually been one of the guys who's not been great when it comes to the plus minuses with some of the different combinations. But that's just, I'm just making the point that the idea that you just, that white milk, as he called him, that you just default start him. Now, when he plays his way into it, and if you can figure out your defensive rotations and you can get him some help and there's going to be certain matchups, I still think Reed is still matchup-oriented in terms of starting. Like, I could see a fluid starting rotation for the rest of the year. It's not ideal for the rest of his career, but for right now, and I think you alluded to it, John, I could see that changing from one playoff series to the next.
Or series.
I don't know about
maybe
a game.
Maybe game. But who knows?
I assume the same players will be starting across the way.
I'm not going to assume that. And because if Tari struggles, I could certainly see him going to Reed instead or whatever. Or Reed struggles, I could see him going to Tari instead. I don't think he's locked into anything, to tell you the truth.
No, because both of those guys have been very streaky, but Tari's been way, way streakier. In losses, 29 losses the Rockets have. Reed Sheppard shoots 37.9% from the field. When they win, he shoots 46.5. When he loses, three-point percentage is 35.9. When they win, in the 47 wins, he shoots 41.8. Free throw percentage is way better. Assist to turnovers, pretty close to the same for him. His points, 14.4 in wins. In losses, it's 12.4. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say it's tied directly to him, but in wins and losses, there is definitely a stark difference. When he's been a starter, which is 17 times, he's averaged 31.4 minutes. He's averaging 41.7% from the field, which is below his season numbers. And he is averaging 38.3% from three, below his season averages. His assist to turnover, 5.3 assists, which is higher than his season number, obviously, to 1.9 turnovers. Now, he did have a 14-assist game, which kind of skews those numbers, because a 14-assist game in a 17-game sample size is gonna push the numbers a little bit for you.
Yeah, but he still had that game, so that's good.
What day is Reed Sheppard at his best? What day? I've got the
answer. He's always at his best on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays is his second worst. Mondays is his worst. Mondays, when you get a Monday game, you can just expect Reed to go in a toilet. But don't let Reed mess around and catch a Friday or Saturday game, because you got some problems on your hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, Reed is a weekend warrior. Reed is a weekend baller. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, Reed can go. Reed struggles a little bit. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is not great for Reed.
Maybe because he's like, you know, after this game, I'm going to go meet James Harden out. So, you know, me and him are going to have a big time.
I think it's the opposite. Like, I think NBA players are all smoking weed and going to strip clubs, and Reed's like, well, I need to get home so I can drink some milk with my grilled chicken.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think Reed might be a strip club guy, but I don't know. You don't know. We don't know.
Del, do you see Reed Sheppard as a strip club guy?
I certainly don't see him as a guy who could keep that quiet. Like, Reed has so much pull that the strip club wouldn't, or someone in the strip club wouldn't let it be known that Reed Sheppard was in a strip club.
Well, because it's kind of different.
Yeah, but yeah. Nobody recognizes him in the strip club. He looks like a frat boy.
If strip club people are Rockets fans, they'll know
that an NBA player is in their club.
This isn't some, you're assuming he's going to some
frat boy.
Random. They know Rockets.
They're going to know.
You're talking about white guy strip clubs where they're not even watching basketball, because basketball hadn't been good since Jordan left. So they're not going to watch basketball anyway. Yeah.
NBA rotation starter type walks into a strip club, the people will know. The people in the building will know.
Now, I'm not sure that the stripper is going to get excited, like, if, you know.
No, but someone will let them know that money is in the building, even if it's rookie scale money.
They're going to know what the rookie slotting is, though.
But he's a top three pick. rookie slotting.
Oh, well, listen, that's true, yeah.
Rookie slotting money is better than regular money.
Yeah, they're going to know that there's NBA money in the building.
But do you think Reed's mom raised
him to
go to strip clubs?
No, I don't think he's going. I'm pushing back against John's assertion because we would know. If Reed Sheppard – no, we would know. We know that James is a strip club guy. If Reed Sheppard was a strip club guy, we would know.
It'd be on a
social media would let us know
because it'd be so unusual.
Reed might be getting his street cred up. You don't know.
Okay? We would know.
Somebody would say, "I didn't know Reed put this kind of seasoning on his chicken."
Yeah, we would know. There would be allusions to this.
Yes,
at all. What, it would be on the streets.
I'd take the picture.
Yeah.
All right. Why?
When we come back, the Jalen Hurts story.
That's my
when
point
we come
guard.
Back, Jalen Hurts and what that's all about next right here. Anthony, you derailed the show, but that's okay.
Oh, you're blaming Anthony
right now,
for that,
though,
huh?
Yeah.
HRP is what we're talking. We're talking about HRP making your business great. HRP making your business more efficient, making your business, the bottom line, better, making it so that you are doing everything that you can to keep especially if your business is struggling right now, okay? Hey, I don't know why we're selling our widgets, but we're just not making profit. Well, maybe it's because your expenses are too high. Maybe because your payroll department's too big. Maybe it's because your HR department is too big. Maybe it's because you're paying too many people to take care of your taxes. Maybe your taxes have been messed up. Maybe they're not doing it great. Maybe there's all kinds of reasons. Maybe your 401k is too high. You're spending too much on that, or your insurance premiums, whatever. I don't know where your expenses are, but HRP will. HRP will come absolutely free, look at your business, what's going down, how you're doing it, and tell you how you can do it better. And in a lot of instances, you can do it better. So if you're looking for a great way to just be better, you need HRP. You've heard all of these testimonials on here from all these people telling how good HRP is for them. They'll be that way for you too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so story out yesterday about the Eagles. It was, a lot of people are saying it was an interesting timing on it. Mike Florio did a whole piece on why is ESPN doing this now, right after the coaches and general managers all met? It comes out the day after everybody left. I don't know why.
What's he intimating?
I don't know that they didn't want to be. I mean, yeah, maybe the Eagles gave them information but made them hold it until.
Oh, yeah. I think that's.
It wouldn't be a major story there.
They couldn't be interviewed by the national media. Yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah. Yep, probably.
I mean, it's they said there's 10 sources inside the building. Let me just say right up front, I heard some of this before last year's draft. That's how far back it was. And this is after, this is after tremendous success. This is after a Super Bowl. They just won a Super Bowl. So I'm talking to somebody before the draft, and we're talking about what different teams could do and things like that. And the conversation was, well, Philly could be a surprise quarterback draft team. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, they did not like Jalen Hurts. Now, I knew about the A.J. Brown stuff, but this is before it got really bad this year. And I'm like, Jalen Hurts, that's a thing over there? Oh, yeah, in the building. And this guy said, it came from inside the building, two different places. Told one of my guys that Jalen didn't get along with a lot of the guys. I didn't really, there's nothing you can do with that except just sit down and just take it in. I mean, they just won a Super Bowl. and that's their team, so whatever. It's not the Texans. But you could kind of see some of it manifest itself. Then you had the story that there are more players on A.J. Brown's side than than people realize, which kind of surprised me and started making me think a little bit of the Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens split also with Philadelphia. But Jeremy Fowler, who's a very good writer. Jeremy is he's very tied in and very clicked up. He wrote, beneath the public excitement surrounding the team was an uneasy undercurrent for some internally. A team source at that time described the state of affairs as a, quote, disaster. Okay. A team source at that time, I'll bet you that's head coach in New Orleans now.
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. I'll bet that's Kellen Moore. A team source at the time described the state of affairs as a disaster and indicated Hurts was part of the issue, noting that whatever personality traits had rubbed people the wrong way before had grown since his championship win. And they go on to say, he has pushed back on changes that would diversify the offense, sources said, including him moving under center. He has shown a reluctance to let it rip at times, particularly against zone coverage. He diverts from the game plan and changes play calls to what some feel is an excessive degree. His strong preferences, coupled with the coach's efforts to play to his strengths, which include his deep ball accuracy and throws to the perimeter, limit the breadth to which the offense can expand, or at least that's the way it has gone in the past. It's a very long article, but they say that basically Jalen has calcified the offense where he's just I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. This is what we need to do. That he's just been unwilling to change. And I guess
during the game he's not calling the plays that they call.
Yeah.
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 He's changing plays and saying no motion. Apparently he's not big on motion, which I don't know. I don't get.
I don't either.
But yeah, now the new apparently the new OC, he's going to have to Well, I think that this might be the first effort by them publicly to say, listen, Jalen, you're expendable. You're expendable. You don't want to be here. Okay, you ain't changing plays no more. We got a new OC coming in here, and you are going to call the plays. Otherwise, you know what? We can get rid of you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was on Colin Cowherd yesterday, and one of the things that we talked about was he brought up the Jalen thing. And, you know, I don't think it's crazy. I do not think it's crazy that the Eagles could consider Ty Simpson in the second round. And here's why. Jalen is under contract for 2 more years. You cannot get rid of him. You can if you want to take a hit. And you would trade him, you obviously wouldn't cut him. But I could see them drafting Ty Simpson in the second and basically letting Jalen start for, you know, potentially 2 more years and letting Ty sit there on the bench like Aaron Rodgers did, let him get some mental reps, I guess, even though he needs to play football, which is a problem. Maybe even stay 1 year. Maybe they trade Jalen Hurts with 1 year left. I'm not saying that's the favorite. I'm not saying that's going to happen. But it wouldn't shock me, based on me hearing something before the 2025 draft, and now this breaks before the 2026 draft, so this has been going on for a little while, it wouldn't shock me if the Eagles said, you know what, we've got a lot of the pieces already filled on our roster. We're going to make what some people will consider a luxury pick in the second round. They got Tanner McKee as a backup. They traded for Andy Dalton, Dalton's done, but they could move on from McKee. They could draft Ty Simpson. It wouldn't be unheard of, and they could let him just sit there. Now, you know, you could also move Ty Simpson in a year, 2 years, and potentially get back your second rounder. So that's a quarterback. That's not unheard of, being able to get your draft pick back if you drafted him in a second round. But I think this is real. I've heard it for a while. And I think there's something real going on here. Jeremy Fowler, this is not just some guy on internet just saying, oh, Caleb Downs has a degenerative knee. Somebody you've never even heard of saying something like that. This is Jeremy Fowler, who's been around a long time, is well-connected, and said there was 10 sources who operated from inside that building. Like, I'm pretty sure this is all accurate and true. Now, what happens with that? You know, we'll see. Not our problem. Not our problem here in Houston, obviously.
No, they are.
But an interesting NFL piece, though.
They are quarterback poor. We're not quarterback poor.
No.
Okay.
No.
Right? And by the way, our owner, what did he say? We are squarely behind CJ, we are unwavering in our support for our quarterback, as opposed to what's going on in Philadelphia, where they really don't win. They don't win there in Philadelphia.
Hey,
like
Cal and Hannah, are you looking forward to paying CJ? Oh, that's a Nick decision. That well, was the gist of the conversation. Yeah, we love our guy, but Nick will do a great job figuring that stuff out. That's not for us to say.
Good.
Well, like it kind of is.
No,
I like it that way.
No, it's not for us to say. Nick will determine. Nick, talk to Nick. Well, we don't talk contract stuff.
Well, yeah, they don't. And you know what? That's smart. They're not football. Hannah's football people, but you know what? She's going to defer. She's going to defer to what Nick thinks about, you know, paying people. But they said they are squarely behind him.
Do you think she has that new title so she can – that can be how she's referred to as opposed to the wife of principal owner Cal McNair? Like she's chief community officer or something? Do you think that title is partly because she would rather be called the CO than the wife of the principal owner, even though we know she has a
big say?
I never
thought about that.
Like
because she's more than just owner-wife.
Yeah.
Well, she's also one of the owners. That's how they position her.
Yeah, but she never had an official title. I don't know what chief community officer does other than be chiefly in the community, I guess. But CCO feels like something she wants to have because she doesn't just want to be Cal's wife, knowing what we know about her impact. I see her working. I approve.
You approve?
I approve of the CCO move. I'm the CCO. I'm not just the wife of Cal. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah. Well, we all knew she was running the whole thing.
Well, maybe
anyway,
she wants
though.
A title.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Something that says I do stuff around here that matters.
Yeah, that's fine. She does do stuff.
I agree. She does. She's done plenty to change the fortunes of the franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she saved the. She was the Tommy boy. She saved the.
Cal was Tommy boy.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong time.
No,
she's David's
Tommy boy. Okay, we got to get this right. Tommy boy saved the company.
I know, but
Cal was destroying the company until Hannah saved the company.
Yeah, but Hannah can't be Tommy boy when Tommy boy's sitting right there. What are you talking about? Are you sure, David? They need to rewrite that so David Spade saves the company.
Right.
You're right. That's why it doesn't work as well.
It doesn't work. Cal was not.
I love Cal now. Cal's doing great. Cal's great in the city of Houston. He's doing great. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Burgers.
I don't care what Cal's doing good. His decisions have been good. The Cal stuff is good. We're done with that.
It's just
that
very hard to comp Canada to Chris Farley is all. That's
yeah,
all. It's
just
hard to do that.
It doesn't. Let her have her title. Why are you trying to take her title away, John?
Why?
Misogyny at its finest.
Why?
I don't take the orders from the woman, by the way.
That's why?
I'm not taking her. She can have her title. I don't give a rat's ass. You all are the ones that are saying, well, she didn't want to be a wife. She just wanted. She wanted the title.
I think she deserved one.
I didn't say that.
How about if she deserved? Yeah, she earned the right.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think she.
To be a COO.
She is.
CCO.
A CCO?
Chief Community Officer.
Chief Community Officer.
Whose idea do you think was Toro Town? It may have come from outside of the, you know, it could be just, they could be at a little league game and somebody said, you guys ought to start your own practice facility and call it Toro Town. Like it
Pumbaa and Timon. I don't know. Who was it?
Well, no, I don't know. Like, I wonder who came up with the idea of Toro Town.
Probably
for those
Hannah.
Who don't know, that is a practice. It's more than a practice facility. They're building out an enclave. Like it's going to be a. Practice. Yeah.
What about
a practice?
What about,
it's going to be an area for
brother?
Texans fans.
It could be the other brother did it.
No, I don't think the other brother's. I don't think he's inside the circle.
Here, I got a great
McNair?
Idea for you guys.
You think they're taking
Carrie's? No,
you think they're taking ideas from Carrie?
No, I don't think there's a lot. I don't think they're in good standing with each other.
I think it could be Carrie. He's now all of a sudden. Listen, I want to make peace. I want peace from between the families. Okay. Between the five families.
That's a new thing.
Yeah. He just had one of his cases in court dismissed. So I don't think that's it.
Well, so here, instead of that, I want to make peace. That's what I want to do.
You know who didn't make peace yesterday?
Who?
Is Lexi. She didn't make peace with
yeah,
this.
You
missed it.
Ooh.
Okay, let's do it on the other side.
That is a real rat bastard move.
Wow. Whoa. Can you talk about our coworkers that way?
Yeah. She's a part of the team now. She's part of the team.
You called her a rat bastard?
Because she tricked me. She tricked me.
Why did you film your? Why did
all
you?
All right.
Oh, I showed after I'd already been tricked. I showed what it was, how I got tricked.
And now it's a social video.
All right, let's do it on the other side. What's tricked up here, Dell?
Oh, let's see. What do you want to do, rat bastard? Is that what we're just calling people now? You have to talk about Ownwell, or did we already do that? No, Ownwell. Talk about Ownwell.
By the way, before you even start, Ownwell saved me a bunch of money last year.
I know they did.
And I auto signed up, so I just got an email and over. Hey, we're on the case. We've already filed your. They've already filed.
They're already on this year's case.
I got an email saying we're on the case. Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, good.
Good. Well, thank God.
I'll just worry about my draft stuff.
Look at Ownwell, just out there going. You know what? We ain't even gonna wait on you because you know what? You probably gonna mess it up and not do it. Here's the deal. Ownwell saying, no, we got you covered, pal. We got this covered. I love that. Ownwell's taking some initiative because you were slow to act. So here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to fight your taxes, now you have to do something about it because if you don't, it's incredibly stupid because it's going to compound itself. So if you don't do anything about the taxes, because the government is wrong, 88 in Harris County, Montgomery County, they were wrong 94% of the time on houses between $500,000 and $750,000. It's instance after instance. Lance is in Harris County. It's so good. They just are crushing it. They're crushing in Montgomery. They're crushing in Brazoria. Like in Brazoria County, the average home in a certain house, they more than doubled. The savings of their competitors for similar homes. It's just home after home after home that Ownwell is just helping. You're looking for the best way to make sure that you get as much back as you possibly can. Okay. On average, $774 you're going to be saving on average. So, I mean, why would you not do it? Why would you not go to Ownwell? Ownwell.com. So easy to sign up. It literally takes 3 minutes. Ownwell.com. Make sure that you tell them that you heard it right here. Tell them that you heard it from me. Ownwell.com. It's the way that you save money not every single time, 94% of the time in Montgomery County on your taxes. Ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. Now, what did Lexi do?
Lance.
Why is she a rap bastard?
Well, okay. And Dell even talked about this on the show and made me content.
Well, you put the video out yourself.
Yeah, but I didn't expect you to see it. You should have been paying attention to your show.
It came across my timeline. What do you want?
So, yesterday, Lexi, who is our new social media director, shout out to Thoughts and Prayers to Sam, who is now running social media for all of...
What school district?
Spring.
Yeah.
All of Spring school districts. Lexi, who was an intern who's now working full-time with us, and she does a really good job, she is already in her bag because I went out and I saw just that she goes, hey, I brought some donuts. And I was just thinking, you know what? Sam stopped bringing us food. She did at the beginning, and so I had just thought about that. Like, I wonder if Lexi will bring us food. And donuts are there. And
Listen to this man's thought process.
I wonder
if this new employee will bring me food.
Yeah, it is how I thought. I don't know how I got there, but I did. And, like, it was kismet. She goes, hey, I brought some donuts. And I didn't think anything about it. I'm like, oh, cool. So I went in. I dropped off my computer. I went back out there. And little did I know, she immediately had set the bait. And she was recording me. And I went over and I opened it. And it was Shipley's. I mean, if it was Krispy Kreme, I would have taken it, not even opened it, and thrown it in the trash. But I don't even know any Krispy Kremes that exist in Houston anymore.
I don't think they have them anymore.
They don't have them anymore because those trash-ass donuts are gone. But wow. All I know is that I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take a Krispy. I mean, I'll take a Shipley's, of course. So I open it up, and inside of it, on the top of the box, as you open it up, it says April Fool's, and there's a package of vegetables.
A medley of vegetables.
A medley of carrots, dipping.
Tomatoes. You know, dip. Yeah.
Carrots, tomatoes, and broccoli.
I saw you post that.
Yeah, I was devastated. And I don't know if you saw the one that she posted of me where I actually saw it and knocked it on the ground.
He knocked it on the ground and said, forget about it.
Yeah, you can find that too. It was terrible. It's of me actually getting tricked. Then she got Joe George. She got Michael Carroll. And she wanted to get Dell and Sean. But
I had already seen the video. So I talked about it on the show. And Lance, his reaction is... The one that she put out there is priceless. I got to say, I mean, while you have termed what she did rat bastard-like, which feels aggressive, she's proactive. Sam would ask us to do things for socials. She's out here making content, getting stuff done herself. So, yeah. Lexi, already at the top of the charts.
Yeah, but people,
social media
I video what it looked like. I put that video out there. Here's some of the comments. That's not funny. That's how people get hurt. Oh, the classic veggie tray and the donut box trick, minimum 10 years. That's not April Fool's. That's a demon that needs to be dealt with. Someone should be fired. I'm sorry, but hands are being thrown after this. I don't even care. Mother bleeper is what somebody said.
People really love a
donut.
We've
got The Rock kicking stuff around the locker room. We've got get the handcuffs, monsters. Somebody says so good. Well, that wasn't so good.
It was great.
No. I generally view caning as a human rights violation, but not always. So people understood that that was a devastating. Now, I got to give it to her. It's a really good April Fool's trick.
It's great.
Didn't see it coming, and my heart sunk. And she actually did have a box of donuts.
Yeah, you did
so
get
afterwards,
a donut.
She actually did give me a donut.
But so you were okay.
I shouldn't have called her a rat bastard. Now
yeah, you actually
it,
got a donut.
I did get a donut.
You
want
to apologize?
Yeah, that's on me. I got to do better, John.
The worst you did was Sam would call her a bully. You never called her.
She was a bully.
Yeah, but you didn't call her a rat
but
bastard.
She never tricked me. Like, this is tricking people with donuts.
But you got
that's
a donut.
Right.
You got a
donut.
Yeah,
I guess now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hindsight, sure. God I did get donuts. Bitches. And she was quick to say, here's the actual donut.
Yeah, she cleaned it up and you were fine.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, sure. Probably I shouldn't have called her a rat bastard.
No,
but,
probably not.
But she tricked me, and it was a hurtful trick.
The reaction of a child.
I mean, in some ways it was, yeah.
And still emotionally scarred about 20 hours
I was,
later.
Even though I got a donut.
Even though you got your donut.
I actually got first pick of the whole box.
You got the first donut.
I got the first donut. And I'm still like, I'm still sour about it, about being tricked.
God forbid you see a baby carrot. When yeah. you think you're getting a glazed donut.
Baby carrots suck. Now, glazed carrots, carrots that are well cooked, like at, what's that place, John, with the pizza and spaghetti? And it's always full, the cacio e pepe.
Pupa de Beppo?
No, God, in the Heights. You said you and Wendy would go there, yeah. too. Not Carnival. I'm just blanking out right now. It's they've got the pizzas, they got great carrots, they've got you can sit outside.
Yeah.
Always packed. For years and years, like you gotta get a reservation. That's the kind of restaurant I want to have, the one that's always full.
That would be great.
That would be my favorite restaurant, the always full restaurant.
Yeah. Own an Air One because people
are they always
and it's ridiculous. And the prices are ridiculous. Because it's Justin Bieber's wife.
Does Lance's Does Lance's wife have to make airplane noises with the food on the fork in order to trick him into eating vegetables? Here comes the plane, Lance. Open wide. No, just put some chili crisps on it. Like, yeah. Just give me some flash fried green beans.
You're on a fitness journey yourself. You're dropping weight.
Yeah, but I'm pretty much.
So you're done now? You're leveled out?
Yeah. Okay. I've noticed I plateaued, what with me going for the donut so quick.
So quick and so upset.
I was like, man, I've been eating sweets. Like, I got to get back on it. I did go lift yesterday and all that stuff. I'm back a little bit. Oh, and to show you what kind of a great person I am today.
Okay.
The guy that I had my little beef with on the last week.
The fantasy football
guy? Yeah, he's coming in to watch tape with me today. He's in Houston, Scott Barrett.
What's going on with
I'm
John?
I'm just a good person.
Not you.
I don't know. He sounds like he's putting dishes
this, this is the problem when he doesn't
are
have.
You, John, are you cleaning dishes right
what,
now?
What's going
what
on?
Is this?
No, I'm trying to fix my internet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it. Watch this. I plugged it back in. Watch. Boom.
How come that didn't happen
Gartano,
at 7 a.m.?
Is Gartano emptying the dishwasher,
no.
They ask?
So the last time this happened, I had the guy who came, and he put it all in and everything else. And I said, hey, you're going to have to come back. And he came back, and he did it. And then he charged me $200. And I said, okay, well, it happened again. So what's the deal? And he said, well, unplug it and plug it back in.
Wait, you didn't do that anyway?
It's different though. I've got Eros and I've got Spectre.
He's got a lot of things going on.
So what, you just unplug everything and plug everything.
It's like blowing
in the cartridge.
So I texted him this morning and he said, well, go on the left side. There's a unplug or turn it off and turn it back on. And I was like, is that what you did? And he goes, yeah. I said, you charged me $200 to unplug it and plug it back in? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. You're great. Anyway, I'm seeing if that's working. I'm in the bowels of my home here. Okay. I'm working, boys. I'm trying to get this thing.
I hear you load the dishwasher.
My wife is not too happy when she can't watch her television.
She is the general manager of an entire television station.
Yeah, so she's like, yeah, get this fixed.
And you're on the case?
Not anymore, he isn't. He just dropped out. So
he's dropped.
Things
nice
are going
job.
Well.
Nice job.
Everywhere.
How about John didn't even start with unplug everything and plug it back in? That's the blow into the cartridge
that's
move
the first
of
thing
Nintendo.
You do.
It's the first thing you learn.
That's the thing you tell everyone.
Turn off, turn on.
You actually feel kind of stupid
if my
suggesting
phone's not
that to
jacking
people.
Around. I just, you know what I just do? Turn it off.
Yeah, it's
back
terrible.
On.
It's not really sound advice, but you just assume, hey, tell anyone who's having a technical issue, hey,
unplug.
Unplug the thing and see
Leave
what happens.
Leave it unplugged for 30 seconds, then you plug it back
and
in.
And hopefully that refreshes and resets, and you're good to go.
If it works, I'm going to be like, you spent 2 hours. All you had to do was unplug everything.
And then you waited through a segment and did it instead of doing it during a break.
Well, we got a break anyway right now.
In fact, let's do this. Higher or lower on John being back in time?
I'm going to say lower. I think he's going to be back in time for the next segment.
Okay.
So I'm going to go
lower
in minutes.
Lower in time. Okay.
The minutes are 4.5 minutes.
Set at 4.5.
We go lower because it does have to reset. And sometimes they do take a while
to
reset.
Get back to wherever he is.
But I'm going to go lower because I'm going to make this last for a while so I win with Underdog. You know, Underdog gives you freebies all the time. If you go into when you download the app and you go into the lobby and you've been playing for a little while, you'll see things like, oh, will Kevin Durant have higher or lower than 0.5 points? And you're like, higher, obviously? That's a freebie. They're giving you one of your winners. Now you got to pick. Usually when they do that, you've got to pick. I think you got to pick three. But it's a chance for you to get an automatic win. I mean, they have profit boosts, 30%, 50%, sometimes as high as 70%, where they're going that much higher on your wins. Look, if you know sports and you can analyze games, even if you just get lucky, by the way, you don't even have to analyze. You can download the Underdog app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They're going to give you $50 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 pick and play. But the more players you pick, higher or lower on the stats, you pick and choose from the stats they offer, and there's a variety. Baseball, NBA, March Madness, all that going on. Masters, they'll have that. You go higher or lower, and the more players you pick, the higher your payout goes. And you can even do flex option, which means you can lose one and still get paid. So there's so many different ways they help you make money. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, but you cannot win if you don't play. So download Underdog app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and let's get started today. Play along with the games you're watching with my good friends over at Underdog Fantasy.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-MY-RESET or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.